Trinity. Welcome to Ash Wednesday. This is the beginning of Lent. Today, I'll read scripture for this year on Ash Wednesday, have a chance to journal about some reflection questions, and then we'll end in prayer. This is the day to begin your Lenten practice, and we're going to follow it through the next 6 weeks up to Holy Saturday. Now let's listen to Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 and 16 through 21 from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition of the Bible. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites, for they mark their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Here are some reflection questions to consider. What passage in this scripture most resonates or offends you? Why? What expectations are getting in the way of your deepening spiritual life and also your experience of Christ? Sometimes the easiest way to make more space for Christ in our lives is to set some things down. What burden, regret, or behavior is God inviting you to let go of this season? Is there a spiritual practice you might pursue during Lent that will help open up space for connection with God? Please join me in our closing prayer. God, give grace. You know my depths and my heights. Be merciful. Judge me by the best of who I am and salvage the parts I'd rather forget. Mend my heart with song. Remind me that you never expected a flawless perfection or performances just meant to please you. Your wish for me is wholeness. Help me live. Amen. Trinity. This has been a production of Trinity United Methodist Church, located at 511 Oak Street in Colusa, California. Visit us online at colusaumc.org. Rights retained by original copyright holders, all other rights reserved.